humble themselves and pray. How is the land healed? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is a wonderful verse describing how people in the Old Testament approached God to be restored and receive blessings. In the past, I have used this verse to talk about what is needed in our country. Many people still quote this verse for the same reason. The problem with using this verse today is as follows. Number one, it is Old Testament, Old Covenant. Number two, it implies separation from God. Number three, it indicates that sin is an issue. Number four, it indicates healing is conditional on works of righteousness. Essentially, it is oblivious to what Jesus has done for us. Number one, he paid the price for all sin for all time. Number two, he enabled grace. Number three, he gave us access to the Holy of Holies. Number four, he made us sons of God. Number five, he has given us his Holy Spirit. Number six, he has empowered us. The reason people think this verse applies today is the level of wickedness in our country. The solution to the wickedness problem is not for Christians to humble themselves and ask forgiveness for sins. Praying to be cleansed again denigrates the finished work of Jesus. Praying for ourselves only changes us. What about the unbelievers? It is time for Christians to begin to do what Christ commanded us to do. We're commanded to be witnesses of Him. We're commanded to preach the gospel. When we become obedient, we cease to occupy ourselves with sin. When we become obedient, unbelievers are converted by receiving the truth. The result is that we all begin to experience the abundant life Jesus promised. The land is healed and all human activity begins to prosper as we have aligned ourselves with the law of spirit and life.